Hello, everyone, and welcome to Malinka's Mindfulness Show. I'm your host, Malinka, and I am a senior here at the U, and I just started working for KU Radio for all of you who are tuning in. So I am very excited to start my first episode and kind of let you know a little bit about what the show is going to be about and what's to come ahead. So my show is mainly going to be about mental health topics. And the reason why I think it's so important, especially right now, to talk about this is because the pandemic has been going on for so long. And I'm really, really starting to see kind of almost this distance between students at the U. I mean, of course, we have to socially distance anyway, but it seems like no one wants to talk to each other anymore. People kind of want to keep to themselves. And I've noticed this. It's just, I honestly don't know if very soon we're going to get back to the way that we all once were, you know, post-pandemic. And it's been hard for everyone, but it's more important than ever now to talk about these things because we're all going through these things. We're all going through, you know, mental health problems and things that we really desperately need help for, and we shouldn't keep to ourselves. So I hope that with this show that it can be inspiring and motivational, and I'm able to just make at least one person feel better about themselves and feel good and know that they are not alone. And I know that I may seem like a random person to you, just another student at the U, but you have to realize that I care, and I'm doing this podcast because I care about other U students and their mental well-being. And I really kind of want to encourage us to slowly but surely get back to that point in our life again where we can laugh and smile, and there's hope on the horizon. I believe I read something in the news today that by March 24th, all adults can get the vaccine. So that is such good news. There is going to be light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to happen. It's a slow process, but I do see good that is going to come out of this. So hang in there. If you are listening today, thank you so much for tuning in. And for this, well, actually, first of all, I should mention that I am no way an expert, a mental health expert. And you should definitely, if you are going through something, please, please reach out to a licensed mental health therapist, your doctor, the U of U Counseling Center. They will be able to guide you in the correct direction based on whatever problem that you might be having. I'm just here to kind of let you know about my personal experiences and what I have learned. And with that, I hope that we're all students here, and we, in some sense, go through a lot of similar things. So without further ado, I guess we can slowly get into our talk. Because this is my first episode, it's going to be just more of a general talk, but as more and more episodes come out, I would love to dive deeper into more specific topics about mental health and solutions and what you can do and what self-care you can do to continue living a happy, healthy life. So today I'm mainly going to talk about depression and anxiety, kind of what to look for, what may be some of the signs and the symptoms when you start to get these thoughts and anxious feelings, depressive feelings. It's so, so important that you go and tell someone. And I'm going to be repeating this a lot throughout my podcast, that it's so vital to go and tell someone. Please don't ever keep anything to yourself. You are a worthy, valuable human being, and you are not weak for having these emotions. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you are weak because you are feeling all these things. You are strong and you are amazing, and you're going to get the help that you need, because chances are that whatever thought you might have, your neighbor probably had the same thought. Chances are your mom or your dad or your friends have had the same thought. Chances are that random person across the street has had the same thought. So no, you are not alone, and you are not going to be in this alone ever. So with depression, based on my personal experiences, when life starts to get very stressful, for me, depression just feels like one big sigh. You find that it's harder to get up in the morning. You find that you may not have an appetite, or you are very, very hungry, or everything just takes so much effort. I think for me, that's the hardest part. Sometimes just writing one email is so difficult because it takes so much effort. And that's when I truly know that I've gone kind of into this depressive state of mind. And it can be very debilitating. I understand that. And when that happens, you really have to tell someone. Please don't keep it to yourself. I know you might want to maybe fight through the feeling, which is always a good thing, you know, being kind of... For me, because I've actually gone through my fair share of struggles and problems related to mental health much, much before the pandemic. So when the pandemic hit, I actually knew how to handle things because I had fortunately gotten the help early on. And I had learned what I needed to learn. I learned the techniques that I needed to practice better self-care for myself, especially, you know, if you are living by yourself, wherever that may be, and your parents are not nearby, your friends might not be nearby. It's very common, especially in this day and age with the pandemic, to feel isolated. And that's also one of the very common symptoms of depression, is feeling isolated, like there's no one out there to talk to. But there's always someone out there that cares, and you have to know that. I with this podcast, I just really want people to know, if that you are having sort of these depressive, distressing thoughts, that there is help out there, and it's going to maybe seem weird when you experience these things for the first time. Because it's not my first time, I sort of know what to expect. But some of you who may be tuning into this podcast might be experiencing some of these things for the first time because of the pandemic. And I understand that it's scary and frightening. And you may be thinking, I'm the only one who's having these thoughts and there's no one that can help me. But I am going to share all the necessary resources, people, places that you can contact towards the very end of the podcast. And be sure to share those with others as well who may be struggling with the same things that you are. Now, with anxiety, what is it that you may start to feel with anxiety? Anxiety is very, very common, just like depression. I find that depression and anxiety actually are kind of like, it's kind of a seesaw feeling, right? If you are not depressed, you are anxious. If you are not anxious, you are depressed. So it seems like they are on very opposite ends of the spectrum of each other, right? Anxiety is, I'm just thinking about it, it feels as if you have no control over your body. Trust me, I know how it feels. It feels like your body's having this kind of weird reaction, especially if you're having a panic attack. You feel sort of hot and cold and tingly, and you don't really understand what's happening. But whatever it is that you're feeling, you're probably going to be feeling like, oh my gosh, I feel like I need to go to the hospital. I feel like I'm dying. It is such a difficult thing to control, especially when you have a panic attack. It is such a difficult thing. But I want you to know that as I further am able to put out these podcasts, I am going to let you guys know a lot of helpful solutions and things for if you experience a panic attack, if you are going through a sort of a depressive state of mind. Actually, I think for my next podcast, I think that would be a really good thing to talk about is what is it that you can do if you are alone and no one's around and you need to know what to do? I think that will be very helpful for you guys to know. Today it's just a very general, we're learning what depression might be, what anxiety might be. If you are very much struggling with anxiety right now, there is a trick that I learned a little while ago. And let's say you're having a panic attack. What you need to do is get your fists and put them in a ball and just clench them super, super hard. Like just super, super tight for a good few seconds when you're in the middle of a panic attack, just clench them really hard. And then over the course of a few minutes, just slowly, very, very slowly release your hands, just slowly unclench them. Very little by little. It should take a good few minutes to do. And I find that when my hands are all the way back out of that fist, that I felt better. Sometimes with these mental health issues that we may be struggling with, you have to always find a way to just fight that, you know, fight that feeling. And I know this is hard. I know it's easier said than done. And sometimes you just can't. And for that, you might need some therapy. You might need some medication. But for that, you absolutely have to either go see a doctor, you know, who can recommend something for you. If it's so debilitating to the point that you cannot function in your daily life, that's a lot of what we think about when it's a mental health issue that we're having. We are stopped from being able to do the things that we want to do. And because I have the thing about some of these conditions, and definitely we are going to talk a lot more about more than depression, about more than anxiety, all the multiple different things that one person can go through. And I just want everyone to know that it's okay. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad that you're going through something, because I validate you. I believe you. I believe you're going through something. I have had so many people who sometimes, if I'm going through a depression state or an anxiety moment, that they would say to just get over it. And that often made me really, really hurt. Or they would call me weak. But now I just will never listen to that, because I know I'm a strong person. To come out and share my feelings and do this podcast, this wasn't easy for me. I have gone through these things for a good portion of my life. A lot of the times with mental health conditions, they can be biological, meaning that they're hereditary, they run in your family, or they can be based on a external factor, environmental factor. I guess I must have had some sort of a gene in my family, so it runs within me, but I'm proud of who I am, and it doesn't, I don't feel bad about who I am and what I struggle with, because I know that all I need is happiness. With happiness, you can do anything in your life. And that's what I want you guys to know, any of you that you are tuning in, that there is a path to happiness and stability and calmness and all these things. There is a path to it. And you don't need to be afraid. There are people that care about you. There are people that love you. And you're going to get through this. We're all going to get through this. The pandemic, it was one really big external environmental factor. So it hit all of us, and in different ways. But in some sense, because we're all going through it together, it's like we're all one big family. Think of it as like your big U of U family. Let people know what you're feeling. Let people know that you may be feeling tired. You may be not feeling motivated. You're anxious. It's okay. It doesn't mean that you're weird or you're off or anything. It's okay. There's a huge mental health stigma. And I just wish it wasn't there. But I think the more we learn and educate ourselves and each other, we can become more accepting of these conditions and things that people go through. Looks like we are slowly coming down to the end of my podcast. And the best thing I want you guys to take away from this show today is what to look out for, what may be the signs of depression and anxiety, and to get that help to talk to someone. please, please, please. That is just the number one thing right now. After you do that, for my next podcast, we can talk a lot more about the different solutions, self-care things, helpful things you can do for yourself and your mental health. I believe in you, and I believe that you can do this. And I want to end off by giving all the necessary resources and people and places you can go to talk to someone. The SAMHSA Distress Hotline is 1-800-985-5900. The statewide crisis line is 1-800-273-8255. The After Hours Uni Crisis Line, which we have at the University of Utah, is 1-801-587-3000. The Warm Line, which is such, it, guys, if you are just need someone to talk to and you need a kind person to listen to vent out what you're feeling, the Warm Line is the perfect number to call. There will be someone there to talk to you and make you feel better. This is a good number to call if you maybe might not be in a situation of crisis or distress, but you just need a little support. And the number for that is 1-801-587-1055. The University of Utah Counseling Center, 801-581-6826. And just to let you guys know, the University of Utah Counseling Center has some of the kindest people in the world, some of the most compassionate, and they understand university students. They understand the mindset, the things that we're going through, relationships, school, motivation. I think a lot of people have been struggling with motivation these days, and that can be a factor of depression, of course. And that can be hard too, because as a university student, we're constantly having to be motivated, constantly having to work all the time. And when depression gets in the way, it makes it impossible. So the U of U Counseling Center, they know exactly how to guide you through what you're going through. And lastly, there's the SafeUT app. You guys have no idea how helpful this app is. It's something you can just download on your phone. You can text or call anyone if you are in some sort of in a state of crisis or distress, or you just need someone to talk to. Please use all these resources. I know they will help. And I wish you guys a very peaceful day with peaceful thoughts. And I wish that all the things that make you happy come true today. And I believe in you. Hang in there. I will be back with my next podcast, and we're just going to dive a little deeper into everything. Okay, guys. Thanks for tuning in.